Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Don't sit down just yet. Let's take our Bibles. We're going to do things a little differently this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you sense the sweet presence of God this morning?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is my Bible. It is the Word of God. I have what it says I have. I am what it says I am. And I will do what it says I can do. This morning, I will be taught the infallible, incorruptible Word of God. And I boldly proclaim, my mind is open, my heart is receptive, and I will never be the same. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your presence this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your design for this day. We surrender to that now. Holy Spirit, you come. You take control. Hide me behind the cross, Lord. Let the focus be on you, Lord, the Savior, Deliverer, Prince of Peace, this morning. We thank you, Lord, that you've already given us your heart this morning. Father, touch these people. Touch these people today, Lord. Restore them to a right place, Lord, to a place of sweet fellowship with you, starting right here, Lord. For this we praise and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me just preface what I'm going to say this morning by telling you that there was a circumstance that arose this past week. And I was speaking to some people that were very close to me. I'll just be honest with you. It was family members, physical family members, but they're still part of God's kingdom. And in that, I was having a conversation with one of the individuals, and God began to speak to me and show me. And I began to be very angry in the spirit at what I was hearing. And I asked the question of this individual. I said, do you love that other person enough? Are they worth saving? Do you love them enough to do what's right for them? And the answer came back, I'm not going to do that. You know, James Dobson, years ago, I got a hold of his book, and I read a few chapters in it called Tough Love. And one of the things that I learned when I was going through the divorce, my kids and I were hurting. God blessed us, he kept us, and he lifted us up. But I found out that we sometimes enable people to do wrong and to be wrong because we won't stand up. And what became so clear to me was the fact that the reason this happens is because we love our comfort and our fuzzy feelings more than we love God and we love the person. So I'm not saying we don't love God, but I'm saying we love our feelings and our comfort more than we love the person. And so as a result, except for the grace of God, there could be calamity and destruction come in this other person's life. Excuses. Well, they're old, they're set in their ways, you know, they're of the age now where they, you know, they're not going to change. Wait a minute. That's not what the Bible says. If anybody can change somebody, it's the Spirit and the Word of God, correct? Hallelujah. I will look to him from whom comes my help, to the hills. My help comes from the Lord. And he has the power. Amen? Praise the Lord. So this morning, as I was meditating on this, and God's been dealing with me all week, I just felt his heart saying that along with this, every one of us right now, I just feel in my heart, every one of us have got something going on as I prayed this morning, either from without attacking or from within, that's keeping us and making us feel like we're not as close to God as we'd like to be. Circumstances have begun to come in, creep in. Condemnation the enemy's tried to put on you because maybe you didn't exactly do exactly what you should have done. Maybe you, like this individual, didn't heed wise counsel. Whatever it is, let the Spirit of God minister to you this morning. God loves you. And He has a plan. And this morning His plan is to draw you back. He's been missing your fellowship. And sometimes that happens because we all of a sudden, through all the garbage that tries to come on us, that heaviness that comes from without, comes on us, and all of a sudden we find ourselves feeling like we're far away from God. God, where are you? And once again, I'll remind everybody, if you feel far from God, guess who moved? Now I'm going to tell you also that God knows the situations and the things going on in your life. Amen? And the point is that with that, He understands sometimes that this flesh kind of needs to be drawn back. It needs to be, we need to be reminded that we need to control our flesh, take up our cross and follow Him. Holiness and righteousness. Righteousness being restored. I tell you, I love those songs this morning. Anyway, if you will, turn to Proverbs 14:12. Proverbs 14:12. I'm going to read 12 through 16. I'm going to read verse 12, and then we'll go on from there. We honor God this morning, and stand with me as we read this, please, just to honor God. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. You may be seated. Now God repeats that again in His Word in Proverbs 16:25. I want to read Proverbs 12-18 and begin to set the tone and the picture. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Even in laughter the heart may sorrow. The end of myrrh may be grief. The backslider in heart will be filled with his own ways, but a good man will be satisfied from above. The simple believes every word. The prudent considers well his steps. A wise man fears and departs from evil, but a fool rages and is self-confident. The quick-tempered man acts foolishly, and a man of wicked intentions is hated. The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. Praise the Lord. Our Bible tells us not to be wise on our own eyes. Amen? Consider our ways. And I'm reminded of what David said. Create in me clean hands and a pure heart, and renew a right spirit within me. A while back I gave a message called "The Intellect of Man Will Kill the Word of God." You can't lean on your own understanding. You can't operate in what you think you know. The only thing that stands when it's all said and done, and the only truth, is right here. And sometimes we have to put down all the stuff that goes on between our ears. In fact, not sometimes, all the time. We need to meditate on the Word. We let circumstances draw us away, and we let circumstances and things draw us into a place of foolishness, if you will. Your Word, your Bible says that God, no greater love has any man that he would lay down his life for his friends or for his brother. Now let me ask you, having stated the situation a few moments ago, did that sound like somebody laid down their life for somebody else? See, I like the feeling, and I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about the circumstances. I like the feeling. I don't want to make waves for this person. I just want to have them feel warm and fuzzy, and I just want to feel warm and fuzzy about them. And my question again is, do you love that person enough to be able to say, to save their life? This is what needs to happen. This is what you need to do. Or to take action, maybe in another direction. I have spent many years in the past in the prison system of Colorado, evangelizing, ministering, and it's filled with people who nobody would stand up, filled with men and women who nobody would stand up and say, this is the way, walk in it, or take the step that they needed to. There are people there that God had to get them into prison or into other circumstances for them to finally wake up and for God to get their attention so that He could redeem them, deliver them, and set them free. Are you with me so far? Praise the Lord. Proverbs 16:25 says basically the same thing as Proverbs 14:12. Turn with me to Luke 6, verse 45 through 49. Luke 6, 45 through 49. I'm excited this morning, I'm telling you. God's up to something, and if you'll just stay with me before we leave today, we're going to have the joy of the Lord. We'll have joy unspeakable, full of glory. Amen. Hallelujah. How many feel like you're just a little bit closer already? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Proverbs 6, 45. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Luke, you're right. You're not supposed to go back. You're supposed to go forward. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. But why do you call me Lord and do not the things which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep, laid the foundation on the rock, and when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it, for it was well founded on the rock. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built his house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Make no mistake, we are our brother's keeper. What do I mean by that? Does that mean we're getting in their face and telling them where it's at all the time? No. But your Bible tells you if you see a believer or a brother taken in fault, restore such an one. Restore that person to right relationship and fellowship with God. And you can't do that by doing anything except speaking the truth in love. Amen? Hallelujah. The main scripture is 1 Peter 5:7. 1 Peter 5:7. It says, casting all your care on Him, for He cares for you. And if you look that up, and I challenge you, check this out. Do some study here. What that's talking about is anxiety. I'll go a little further. Fear and torment. Casting all your care on Him because He cares for you. Amen? Mark 4:19. Mark 4:19. And the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in choke the word and it becomes unfruitful. When you study the word entering in, it's 1531 in your concordance, and it's talking about affections entering the soul. Affections entering the soul. Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Your Bible also says that there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And the Bible also goes one step further to say there's a way, you know, that, well, his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, but, okay, we'll come back to that. I lost that thought. There's a way that seems right, but the end thereof are the ways of death and hell. We have a responsibility. If we really believe that it's not about us, it's about others, then we need to lay down our selfishness, our pride, our arrogance. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And we need to make sure that we keep our eyes on our first love and that Jesus remains Lord in our life. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen? Praise the Lord. See, He loves us with an everlasting love. And you may be the avenue that He uses to try to reach out and touch that person if it's within your ability. And especially if the things going on in this other person's life are directly affecting you. I'm not talking about going up and getting their face and shaking your fist at them. I'm talking about looking them right in the eye with the love of God in your heart and letting the Holy Spirit speak through you and say, you know what? You're headed for trouble. You're already in trouble. But if you don't change, if you don't let God minister to you, and it may not even be that. You may have to take an action that's not comfortable. I'm going to ask you. I don't want you to raise your hands. I don't want you to answer me. I want you to search your heart and seek God. And say to yourself, find out where you're at. Am I willing to do that? Even though it may cause hurt and pain. Even though it may cause a separation for a time. But the ultimate outcome is salvation, not only spiritually, but physically and emotionally. Pretty sobering, isn't it? The word choke in Mark 4:19. Now listen carefully. This is amazing. It's 48, 46. The word choke means to throng one so as to suffocate him. Yes, sir. Throng? Throng? The best way I can describe it would be the same way that if you get an enemy in the camp of a herd of sheep, they will get so tightly together that they crush the life out of the predator. Y'all are sheep herders, so you knew that, right? Does that help you? Thronging means to encompass about or to overwhelm. I mean, these are just the best ways I can describe it. That may not be a dictionary definition, but I think you'll find it. The what? Okay, or things. Things. Could be things also. Okay? Throng one so as to suffocate him. The Bible talks about the cares of this life. And we dare not let the cares of this life overwhelm us, because what happens is we get drawn away from God. We get our focus on things that we shouldn't have our focus on. Deliverance and help is in God and drawing nigh to Him. And He says He'll draw nigh to you. Or if you want it in English version, if you get close to Him, He'll get close to you. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. John 2:16. Very powerful scripture. 1 John 2:16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. We don't have enough time to mess around, folks. We need to be able to go and give the word or obey God and do what's right, even if it's uncomfortable for us. And in that, demonstrate. Do you think it was comfortable for God to send His Son? Do you think we already know what Jesus said? Jesus said, Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. That's the same reaction you and I would have in those circumstances. But Jesus, because he was not of man's blood, but God's blood, conceived by the Holy Spirit, didn't have that one element in his life, and that sin. So he was able to say immediately. And I remind you, before I say this, your Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. He's already been there. He's already done it. But in that moment, he said, nevertheless, not what I want, but what you want. He'd made the commitment. He was going to follow what the Father said. He was going to obey the Father. And his whole life, he set the example of only speaking what the Father said to speak. We need to do the same thing. We're supposed to be imitators of Christ, are we not? Praise the Lord. Isaiah 5:12. I like the song, Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord. I want to see you. Appropriate song this morning. Very appropriate. Isaiah 5:12. It says, the harp and the strings, the tambourine and the flute, and the wine in their flasks, and the wine are in their feasts, but they do not regard the work of the Lord, nor consider the operation of his hand. See, we have thoughts that go contrary to God's thoughts. We know this. He says, your thoughts are not my thoughts. Your ways are not my ways. My ways are higher than your ways. He tells us once again, there's a way that seems right, but the end is not going to be very pleasant. So we've got to surrender our thoughts, and we've got to understand that even though it goes against this thing we call logic between our ears, this puny brain we've got, we've got to do it God's way, and the outcome will come out the way it should. And it'll be for the benefit and the blessing and the salvation of all parties involved. Amen? Are y'all with me? Praise the Lord. Proverbs 1:5-7. Proverbs 1:5-7. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb, I'm going to read verse 6 too. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the word of the wise and their riddles. Listen carefully now. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, or the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. See, we claim we love somebody. But if we don't do what's best for them, when we see them headed down a path, if we can't get to them by reason or by talking, then we've got to rely on the Holy Spirit. And I'm here to tell you, sometimes the Holy Spirit, by the desire and plan of God, will tell you to do something that may not be real comfortable. My question to you and to me this morning is, do you love God enough? Do you love them enough? Or do you let them go on their way and end up in calamity and miss out on the best that God has for them and the best that God has for you? We're going to close here just shortly. Just a few more to go. Turn with me again back to Isaiah chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. Just a couple more and we're done. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Verse 20 says, if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. How many know that's not God's plan? God wouldn't warn us if that's what He wanted the outcome to be. He doesn't want anyone to perish. Are we not supposed to be like Him? So we have to have that same attitude. And that means no matter how uncomfortable it may be for us, we're going to lay down our life, we're going to take up our cross, and we're going to do what's best for the kingdom. And what's best for the kingdom is if we're in the place that we have the ability to help, we need to do it. Even if it means doing something that may seem totally, totally from the natural and not spiritual, it may be exactly what God requires. Amen. I'm going to remind you that sometimes the actions of people are demonstrated in the natural because of a spiritual, if you will, dis-ease or problem. Right? And we see things in the spirit or things in the natural that are a direct result of spiritual problems, but spiritual things as a direct result of the natural. Amen? Hallelujah. There's consequences. You can't run from it. Your Bible says, as long as the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, there will be seed time and harvest. You're planting seeds with everything you do and everything you say. Maybe you've let yourself get a little out of control in the way you've spoken to people. Maybe you've let your thoughts run amok. Maybe there's somebody in your life, too, that God's been dealing with you, telling you, you need to do this. I don't know what it is. I'm not the Holy Spirit. But you've been running from it because you're afraid it's going to cause some calamity, or you're afraid it's going to cause or break relationship. And I hear the heart of God saying, do you love me and do you love them enough to do what I tell you to do? Why do you call me Lord and not do the things that I say? 1 Timothy 3:2. 1 Timothy 3:2. Glory to God. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Is that right, 1 Timothy? Excuse me, 2 Timothy, I'm sorry. 2 Timothy 3:2. This is the passage in the Bible that talks about what's going to happen in these last days. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, and despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And the Bible says, and from such people turn away. Amen. Praise the Lord. God wants us to be instruments of righteousness. We talked a week ago about the fact that that we are called, not only those who are in government, which we know that they're set there not for a terror, but for our protection. But if you remember the message, we also are ministers of righteousness for good against evil. What does that mean? That means the evil could be something that's trying to destroy you or someone you love and care about dearly. So be that minister of righteousness. Don't shy away from it. Stand up and say, I love you enough, even though it may hurt me and it may hurt you, to do what is best for you, because God said so. And let God take care of the rest. How many know He's a God of restoration and reconciliation? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Finally, 1 Kings 18:21. 1 Kings 18:21. Glory to you, Lord. The question is asked. And Elijah came to all the people and said, and this is the question today, how long would you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow Him. But if Baal be God, follow him. And the people, or but the people, answered him not a word. We sing a song that said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If you're redeemed this morning and you believe in the redemption of God and that it's God's plan to redeem every man, especially those who maybe have taken a step aside, gotten their focus on things in this world, like we read in 1 John, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Our first responsibility is to take that to the Lord. Cast that care on Him. Amen? And then to listen to see if God would have you take action. I ask again, is it about your comfort, your fuzzy feelings, or is it about being about your Father's business? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Stand with me, will you please? Father, this morning you revealed what your plan was for today. And right now, first of all, Lord, in the song we sang about righteousness being restored. So this morning, Lord, as David, Lord, we repent from our disobedience, from our lethargy, and from allowing the cares of this world to choke your word. And as we do that, Lord, we cry out, Lord, create in me clean hands and a pure heart. Renew a right spirit within me. And we ask you, Lord, search us, O God. Try us and know our ways. Search us and know our thoughts. And see if there's any wicked ways in us. Reveal that to us right now, Lord. And we repent. We will repent. And we do repent before you. We want to be vessels of honor and gold for you, for your use. Let a resolve come into every spirit and heart this morning that we're not going to listen to our thoughts. We're going to listen to you, Lord, and the prompting of the Spirit of God. Once again, don't take your Holy Spirit from us, Lord. Restore us to right and anew. Restore us to our first love and put that zeal in our hearts. Cause that fire to rise up again. Fuel that fire, Lord. Fuel that fire, Lord. So we can be all You designed us to be for your use and for your plan and for the kingdom, Lord. Right now, Lord, I send your word to every individual here in this place and who will hear this word. Be restored, be whole, be free. And now feel your Father's arms and your bridegroom's arms wrap around you. Maybe you feel this morning a little bit like the prodigal. You've wandered away a little bit. If it was too late, the Father and the Spirit wouldn't be reaching out to you this morning. Come home. Come home. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I've called you by name, by your name, and you are mine, says the Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that right now lives are being touched, restored to right relationship and right fellowship with you. That feeling of separation is going away. Receive it this morning. But if you need prayer, we're more than happy to pray with you this morning. Don't miss this opportunity. God says He will not always strive with man. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you thanksgiving this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, the Lord, that every need is met in you today. Physical, spiritual, emotional. We thank you, Lord, that you restore, you invoke and enforce your word that says when a thief is found out, that he must restore sevenfold out of the goods of his house. So for all that's been stolen in whatever shape, fashion, or form this morning, Lord, we thank you it's being restored right now. We thank you for the manifestation. We don't go by what we see or what we feel, Lord. We go by your word. And the fact that you can't lie. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Don't miss this opportunity. If you need prayer, now's the time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you. We give you praise this morning. We thank you for you revealing your plan and your heart to us this morning. And we purpose this morning. We make the declaration that not only we can, but we will do what you tell us to do. And we thank you, Lord, for refreshing, time of refreshing, reviving us this morning, Lord, by your word and by your spirit, delivering us, setting us free. Hallelujah. Restoring us to close, intimate fellowship with you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. And all who agree, say amen. Praise the Lord. Yes? Amen. If you need a cash giving envelope, please raise your hand this morning. You got it. Praise the Lord. You can be seated. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Hallelujah. God do something for you this morning? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holiness. Holiness. Holiness is not what some people think. Holiness is making sure that you draw close to God, that you obey Him, and that your focus is on Him day and night. And if your focus is there, there's no other thing that's going to be able to creep in. Amen? Another scripture that God reminded me of is, no man can serve two masters. You know, in fact, we read that. You'll serve one and hate the other, love one and despise the other. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Gentlemen, if you'll come forward. Hallelujah. I want to take this opportunity to welcome everybody who's a visitor today. We bless you. Pray that you have a great day and a great week. And if you don't have a church home and God's touched your heart and you want to come here, we don't have any rolls. You don't sign up to be on the rolls. No membership. If you're a child of God and you come here, you're a member. We kind of tease a little bit about it and say, if you're a member, you're a guest in this house once. After that, you're on your own. Praise the Lord. We love you, and we welcome you here if this is where God's called you. Praise the Lord. Father, right now, Lord, we thank you for what you've blessed us with. First of all, your word and your presence today and your desire to deliver us, we thank you for that. But now we also thank you for what you've given us in the natural according to your plan and purpose and will. And now, Lord, as we give back to you your tithes and our offerings, Lord, we ask you to bless the gift and the giver, to multiply it, to cause it to go for the master, for your use, Lord, and be multiplied in the kingdom for the kingdom's use. For this we praise you and thank you and give you honor and glory forever in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The Lord. Let me say just a quick blessing over you, and I believe we're going to have some fellowship in the back. We welcome you to stay. Again, if you want to come afterward, there are people here that'll pray. I'll be available. I know Harry and the others will be too. So don't leave here today without getting everything that you came here to get or that God has for you. Amen. Father, right now, I thank you, Lord, and I ask you, Lord, to let your face shine upon these people, Lord. I thank you for the love you have for these people, Lord, and that you've instilled that love in me, Lord. Father, bless them in all their endeavors this week. Draw them close to you as they look to you, who is the author and finisher of their faith. You who are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. And I thank you, Lord, you're completing in everyone here today and in your body, Lord, no matter where it is. your will. What you've begun in them, you are completing. And I praise you and thank you for that. Bless them in every way, Lord, that they need blessing according to your plan and purpose. For this, I praise you and thank you and give you glory forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'd just like to take a couple of minutes here and explain something that I've read this past week. I read something about music and what music is supposed to do for you. It has been found that people that have certain ailments that are treated with sound at a certain frequency causes them healing. It helps the healing. Let's put it that way. Now, God instituted music. He's the one that originated it.
That's right.
Now, why did he do that? He knew that sound gives you a more quality of life, as you might want to put it that way. Now, I know when I started playing the guitar years ago, I know that when the guitar was against my chest, I could feel that vibration. And I loved it. And I didn't know why. But it felt good. And I got such a kick out of it. Now, when you listen to music, if it soothes your spirit, not your mind, your soul, if it soothes your spirit, you'll find that you are going to be, yet you're being healed slowly. There is a quality in there. There's a sound. There's a vibration in your body that everything needs to be taken care of in a certain frequency. That's crazy. I mean, it sounds unreasonable. But I remember years ago, my dad was a doctor, and I had an inflammation in my heel, and I always walked on my side of my foot. And my dad had what they call a diathermy machine, which was an FM frequency. And he put that on my heel. I had two treatments. I was completely healed. They don't use that today. They use other things. Because they found out that this machine interfered with the police radio frequency. And the city, every time you used the machine, they couldn't communicate. And they couldn't figure where it was coming from. But the radio people, they figured it out. And they came right to his place and said, you can't do that. You got to do other things. But you know what is amazing is that music, if it irritates you, if it starts to give you an uncomfortable feeling or a little bit of tenseness, get rid of it. Take it away for that time. It's not good for you at that moment. So the music that you hear, the music that you hear playing today and the things, I was just enjoying this morning.
Amen.
But be careful of what you hear. It says guard your ears.
That's right.
And your mind and your spirit. So in other words, be careful what comes into your heart, what comes into your ears, so that you will be guided by the Lord in all ways and walk in safety and in purity. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.